Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today brings us to Hosea chapter 12. We're coming down the home stretch, three chapters left. We'll listen to Faith Comes by Hearing's reading of the 14 verses of Hosea chapter 12.
Hosea 12.
Ephraim feeds on the wind and pursues the east wind all day long. They multiply falsehood and violence. They make a covenant with Assyria, and oil is carried to Egypt. The Lord has an indictment against Judah and will punish Jacob according to his ways. He will repay him according to his deeds. In the womb he took his brother by the heel, and in his manhood he strove with God. He strove with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor. He met God at Bethel, and there God spoke with us. The Lord, the God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial name.
So you, by the help of your God, return, hold fast to love and justice, and wait continually for your God.
A merchant in whose hands are false balances he loves to oppress. Ephraim has said,
"Ah, but I am rich. I have found wealth for myself. In all my labors they cannot find in me iniquity or sin."
I am the Lord your God from the land of Egypt. I will again make you dwell in tents, as in the days of the appointed feast. I spoke to the prophets. It was I who multiplied visions, and through the prophets gave parables.
If there is iniquity in Gilead, they shall surely come to nothing. In Gilgal they sacrifice bulls. Their altars also are like stone heaps on the furrows of the field. Jacob fled to the land of Aram. There Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he guarded sheep. By a prophet the Lord brought Israel up from Egypt, and by a prophet he was guarded. Ephraim has given bitter provocation. So his Lord will leave his blood guilt on him and will repay him for his disgraceful deeds.
In 1991, I finished Hosea by reading these last three chapters together on the same day, 12 through 14. I didn't write a comment on 12, so we'll look at a journal from a later year. In 2007, when I read Hosea 12, I wrote in my journal, "Hosea reminds Israel of Jacob, who wrestled with the angel and prevailed. He wept and sought his favor." As Jacob actively sought out God, he begs Israel to return to your God and wait for your God continually. "I have found wealth for myself," according to verse 8. Many today think they create wealth without God. And in 2012, you might remember, we are in Breckenridge, because I was reading this over Thanksgiving. So we're in Breckenridge, Colorado, and this is the day after Thanksgiving, when I read Hosea 12 and I wrote, "It helps to remember God's intervention in the past. Hosea does so and encourages Israel to return, hold fast to love and justice, and wait continually for your God." Israel said they were rich. Maybe that's what causes us not to think we need God anymore. God sends prophets to guide Israel. Most were rejected. Hosea chapter 12 is about remembering, looking back at our relationship with God, or shall we say his relationship with us. In verses 2 through 5, Hosea reminds Israel of one of the patriarchs, Jacob, how God even controlled the birth order of Jacob, who came out of his mother's womb holding the heel of his older brother Esau. He reminds Israel that Jacob strove with the angel and prevailed, and Jacob wept and sought God's favor. I think Hosea brings back the memory of Jacob to remind Israel that Jacob fought for his relationship with God. He wept for it. He sought it. They need to do the same. In verse 6, he says, "So you, by the help of your God, return, hold fast to love and justice, and wait continually for your God." Hosea continues his history lesson in verse 10. God speaking, "I spoke to the prophets. It was I who multiplied visions, and through the prophets gave parables." And in verse 13, Hosea reminds Israel, by a prophet the Lord brought up Israel from Egypt, and by a prophet he was guarded. So Israel is being reminded by Hosea and God himself of their past, God's intervention and presence throughout their history. He was there when Jacob was born. He brought Israel up out of Egypt, and he gave multiple visions and gave parables through prophets, continually guiding Israel. So what's your history with the Lord, or his history with you? Can you list various occasions when God reached for you? Can you list various times when he intervened in your life? Can you list those times when you reached out for him? Maybe this is one of those times, through the book of Hosea, when God is convicting your heart about your unfaithfulness. Maybe this is one of those moments when God is reaching for you through the words of this book. If so, praise the Lord. Let's listen to verse 6 again. So you, by the help of your God, return, hold fast to love and justice, and wait continually for your God. The theme throughout Hosea has been, come back to God, return to me, and he will return to you. This may be your day. This may be the moment that God is touching your heart to return to him. So I pray that that's what you do sometime today. Think about all the times that God has reached out to you, or you have reached out to him, and maybe you have been unfaithful to stay the course. But through this chapter, God is reminding you where you once were with him, and he wants you back. So you, by the help of your God, return. Father, thank you for reminding us of our past. Thank you for reminding us how many times you have reached out to us. Thank you for your faithfulness to us, even when we have been unfaithful to you. Today I pray that these words are touching someone listening to this podcast, and that they will reach out to you and return to you this day. It will be a joyous day, a joyful reunion with you, God Almighty, and we'll give you the praise and the thanks. In Jesus' name, amen.